今天早上的题目是人生的意义。
And the title for today is The Meaning of Life.
传道书第十一章第一节到第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 to 10.
只是用其实今天我们有点时间，我们可以念中文，然后 Amy 念英文。
We have some time, so we'll read it in both languages.
我请秀清姐妹上来念。
We ask秀清 to come up and read.
传道书十一章第十节，当将你的粮食烧在水面，因为日久必能得着。你要分给七人，或分给八人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。云落满了雨，就必倾倒在地上；树落向南倒，或向北倒。树倒在何处，就存在何处。看风的必不杀种，望云的必不收割。风从何到来？骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何长成？你尚且不得知道。这样行万事之神的作为，你更不得知道。早晨要杀你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪样发旺，或是早杀的，或是晚杀的，或是两样都好。光本是佳美的，眼见日光也是可悦的。人活多年，就当快乐多年。然而也当想到黑暗的日子，因为这日子必多，所要来的都是虚空。少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必审问你。所以你当从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体克去邪恶，因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。阿们。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 1 to 10. Cast your bread on the surface of the waters, for you will find it after many days. Divide your portion to 7, or even to 8, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth. If the clouds are full, they pour out rain upon the earth. And whether a tree falls towards the south or toward the north, whether the tree falls, there it lies. He who watches the wind will not sow, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap. Just as you do not know the path of the wind and how bones are formed in the womb of the pregnant woman, so you do not know the activity of God who makes all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not be idle in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed, or whether both of them alike will be good. The light is pleasant, and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything that is to come will be futility. Rejoice, young men, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things. So remove grief and anger from your heart and put away pain from your body, because childhood and the prime of life are fleeting.
人的一生是否值得过？
Is man's life worth living?
那么从传道书第一章到第十章，所罗门王一个没有神的观点来看人生。
In Ecclesiastes, King Solomon used from chapter 1 to 10, he used the perspective of a non-believer to look at life.
那么他以自己的智慧在日光之下来寻找人生真正的意义。
He used his own wisdom to seek the true meaning of life under the sun.
可是他却发觉到人的一生不值得过。
But he realized that man's life is not worth living.
那所罗门的看法有他的原因。
And there are reasons why Solomon saw these things.
原因一共有四个。
There are four reasons.
第一，他说因为生命很单调。
Because one, life is very boring.
Very boring. You 经常会听到人说 very boring.
Oftentimes you hear people say it's boring.
那么第二呢是智慧的虚空，这个智慧是属世的智慧，智慧。
And secondly, the vanity of wisdom, and this wisdom is referring to the worldly wisdom.
然后第三是因为这个财富的虚妄。
And thirdly is the wealth. The futility of wealth.
啊，那最后他说是死亡的肯定。
And finally is the assurance of death.
那么所罗门王认为
，And Solomon believed，
啊，虽然一个人有很多的财富，还有这个智慧
，That even though a person may have much wealth and wisdom，
那么生命仍然是很单调
，Yet life is still boring，
啊，最后还必须要面对这个死亡
，And finally you still have to face death。
我们幸好传道书没有在第四章结束。
And thankfully, Ecclesiastes did not finish in chapter 10.
啊，不然的话，人活在这个世界上真的是啊，没有什么意义或者希望。
Otherwise, there's no meaning or hope in living this world.
啊，不仅没有意义。
Not only is it meaningless.
而且看起来很悲观。
But it's very pessimistic.
所以在传道书第十一啊第一章到第十章
，So Ecclesiastes chapter 1 to 10.
所以所罗门王一个没有神的观点来看这个人生。
King Solomon used perspective of without God to look at life.
那么来到第十一章和十二章的时候
，But when he moves to chapter 11 and 12,
啊，他从一个有神的观点来探讨这个人生的问题。
He looks at the question of life from a theistic point of view.
因此，传道书第十一章到第十二章带来很大的转变。
So there's a great change in chapters 11 and 12.
也就是从一个没有神的观点的人生观来到一个有神的人生观。
So it's from an atheistic perspective to a theistic perspective.
那么这两章经文带给我们带到我们给来到一个新的层面。
So these two chapters bring us to a new perspective.
啊，因为是一个新的层面。
Because it's a new perspective.
啊，所罗门王说，生命不再虚空了。
King Solomon says life is no longer empty.
啊，死亡不是人所面对的一个问题。
Death is not a problem that man faces.
因为有了神，因此人生命充满了希望。
Because with God, men are filled with hope.
那么财富跟物质不是用来满足人自己的欲望。
And wealth and material is not used just to fulfill our own desires.
而是用来荣耀神的。
But it's used to glorify God.
那么人活在这个世界上，所罗门王说，目的就是要敬畏神。跟谨守他的诫命。
And Solomon tells us that the purpose of living in this world is to fear God and to glorify Him.
所以这两章经文就是十一章跟十二章带给人希望。
So chapters 11 and 12 bring hope to people.
然后人活在世界上不是没有意义的。
And so our life is not meaningless.
所以从这两章经文，所罗门王提到四方面人必须要做到的。
So from this passage, Solomon brings out points that men should do.
那么今天我们只来看两方面。
There are four points, and today we're only going to look at two.
那么其余的两方面，我会在传道书十二章来与大家分享。
And I will share the other two when we cover chapter 12.
所以今天的题目是人生的意义。
So the title today is the meaning of life.
所以人生的意义，第一，生命是一个探险。
And so the meaning of life, first, life is an adventure.
那我们必须要用信心来去面对。
We must live by faith.
啊，在传道书第九章。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
啊，所罗门王曾经谈过，我们生命很不肯定。
King Solomon mentioned that our lives are uncertain.
然后他说很多事情是人没有办法去预测的。
And there's many things that man cannot plan for.
然后因此生命是一个探险。
Therefore, life is an adventure.
那么当你从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
When you move from one place to another.
啊，显然是一个探险。
It obviously is an adventure.
那么在过去我做了不少的探险。
And in the past, I've had many adventures.
好多年前我来美国念大学的时候，可以说是一个探险。
Many years ago, when I came to the States to study, it was an adventure.
因为我的身上只带了足够一年的经费。
Because I only had enough money for 1 year of study.
因为一个学位必须要4年的时间才可以完成。
But a degree needs 4 years.
但是我只有足够一年的金钱。
But I only had enough money for 1 year.
还有3年的经费怎么办呢？
And what to do about the next 3 years?
这个是我人生里面其中的一个探险。
This is one of the adventures that I had in my life.
然后除了这个探险之外，
And besides this one,
我还有另外一个更大的探险。
I had a greater one.
我在2000年前的时候，不是2000年前。
And year 2000.
在2000年的时候，我辞去我的工作。
I resigned from my job.
带了我的家人来美国念神学。
And brought my family to the States to study in the seminary.
那时候我是带一年的经费。
And that time I had 1 year's worth of money.
这次探险有点不同。
But this adventure was a little different.
因为第一次探险只有我一个人。
Because the first time is just me.
但是这个第二次探险一共有4个人。
But this time there were 4 of us.
我们在这两次探险，我是以一个基督徒的身份来做这个探险。
And for both of these adventures, I went through it as a Christian.
所以在这个探险的过程，信心是我的宗旨。
So as I went through the adventure, faith was in the middle of it.
所以在传道书第11章第1节到第6节，所罗门王以当时人两个行业来形容他要说明的。And
so in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 to 6, Solomon uses 2 professions of the time to describe what he has to say.
第一个是商人把他这船送出海去。One
is a businessman who sends his ship out.
第二呢，是农夫把那些种子撒在泥土上。Second
is the farmers who sow the seeds.
这两种做法需要商人跟农夫的信心。And
both of these acts need the faith of the businessman and the farmer.
商人跟农夫都不能够掌控将来要发生的事情。
Neither the businessman nor the farmer could control what happens in the future.
那么船可能在海上遇到风浪。The
ship perhaps could meet storms in the middle of the sea.
被海盗抢窃。Or
perhaps be robbed by the pirates.
遇到生命的危险。Or
face crisis of life and death.
那农夫撒在泥土上的种子。And
seeds that the farmer sows.
必须要有足够的雨水才能够成长。
There must be sufficient rain for it to grow.
我们在成长的过程当中，希望没有害虫来吃。And
in the process of growth, hopefully there's no bugs that comes and eat it.
可见商人或者农夫所做的是一个探险。So
we see that what the businessman does and what the farmer does is an adventure.
他们要以这个信心来做这些事情。And
they must do these things according to faith.
因为他们不可能知道将来要发生的事情。Because
it is impossible for them to know what will happen in the future.
可见人的生命多多少少是一个探险。So
we see that life more or less is an adventure.
有时候是一个冒险。
Sometimes you have to take a risk.
Risk. 是吗?
It's risky.
在2000年的时候，我去神学念书的时候，感觉到有点冒险。And
so in the year 2000 when I went to study, it felt risky.
因此我们必须要以信心来去面对。So
we must face it with faith.
所以在11章第1节，所罗门王说，
So in verse 1, Solomon says,
当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着。
Cast your bread on the surface of the waters, for you will find it after many days.
这节经文描述到商人把载了麦粒的船送出海去。
And so here it describes The businessmen sending the grains out to sea.
啊，等待做收获。
Waiting for the return.
我们所罗门王本身也参与不少的经商。
And King Solomon was also had many business deals.
啊，包括这些海上的经商。
Including trade across the ocean.
那么因此他以这个行业来形容他要所做的。
So he uses this profession to describe what he has to say.
那么这些被送出海去的船需要一段日子才能够把这些麦粒送到目的地。
The ship that goes out will take a while to bring the grains to elsewhere.
啊，以致这些商人能够得到当得的利润。
So that the businessmen can receive their profits.
那么商人的等待还有他们的信心终于得到这个赏赐。
And then finally, their patience and their faith will bring about a profit.
那么还有在11章第2节他又说。
And then in 11:2 he says,
啊，你要分给七人或分给八人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
Divide your portion to seven or even to eight, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth.
那么他建议这些商人必须把他们投资把它分开来。
So, he suggests that the businessmen must diversify their investment.
啊，不要把全部的投资放在一个地方。
Do not put all their investment in one place.
因为你不知道将来会发生什么事情。
Because you don't know what will happen in the future.
你问 Warren Buffett, 他会告诉你这点。
If you ask Warren Buffett, he'll tell you the same thing.
啊，这个是智慧的做法。
And this is a wise action.
啊，智慧跟信心是没有冲突的。
There is no conflict between wisdom and faith.
因为智慧可以应用在人所知道的。
Because wisdom can be applied to things that man knows.
啊，但是人所不知道的必须要有信心。
But what man does not know, that he must have faith.
我们商人要有信心，农夫也要有信心。
So, the businessman must have faith, so does the farmer.
那么根据这个 Webster 的词典，他说农夫是文化的创始人。
And according to Webster Dictionary, farmers are the founders of civilization.
那么耕种不是一种容易的行业。
So farming is not an easy profession.
啊，特别是在巴勒斯坦地带。
Especially in Palestine.
一个雨水不多的地方。
A place with limited rain.
啊，被撒下的种子能不能够成长，就要靠天降下的雨水。
Whether the seeds are sown will grow or not depends on the rainfall.
那么因此农夫必须要靠天生存。
So the farmer must live by the weather.
那么天气好像那些云彩来来去去一样。
And so just like the cloud that come and go.
如果云彩装满了这个雨啊，就会降在地上。
If the cloud contains much rain, then it's going to bring rain to the earth.
啊，天气的改变是没有人知道的。
Yet the changes in weather men do not know.
所以农夫必须要有信心。
So farmers must have faith.
他不可能等到一个很完美的一个情况才去撒种。
He cannot wait for the perfect condition before sowing.
啊，这个是不可能的事情。
That's impossible.
所以所罗门王以商人和农夫的行业来讲解人生这种探险的经历。
So, Solomon uses businessmen and farmers, their profession to describe the venture of life.
他说在我们的生活里面，我们必须要像商人和农夫要有信心。
So he says that in life we must be like the businessmen and the farmers to have faith.
哦，其实圣经里面处处都提醒我们对神要有信心。
And actually, everywhere throughout the Bible it tells us that we must have faith in God.
在哥林多后书第五章第七节，保罗说：“因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。”
In 2 Corinthians 5:7 it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
然后在希伯来书第十一章第一节又说
：“And in Hebrews 11:1 it says.”
那么信就是所望之事的彻底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
然后在希伯来书第十一章第六节又说
，And in Hebrews 11:6 it says,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
信是基督徒信仰的根据。
So, faith is the basis of a Christian.
如果基督徒对神没有信心，
if a Christian does not have faith in God,
那么圣经说不能够讨神的喜悦。
The Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God.
那无论是新约圣经或者旧约圣经都强调这个信心的重要性。
So whether in the New Testament or the Old Testament, they both emphasize the importance of faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信得到神的祝福。
And Abraham, because of faith, was blessed by God.
也成为别人的祝福。
And he became a blessing to others.
但是当人不信的时候，
But when men do not believe,
将会失去从神而来的福分。
Then he will lose out on the blessings from God.
那不只要失去这个福分，
Not only will they lose out on the blessings,
还要面对不良的后果。
But they will receive bad consequences.
举个例子。
For example,
当以色列离开埃及来到这个迦南地的时候，
When the Israelites left Egypt and came to Canaan,
然后摩西打发了十二个探子进去打听一下里面的情况是怎么样的。
Moses sent 12 spies into the land to see the condition.
那么根据民数记十三章的记载，
According to Numbers 13,
然后摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说你们从南地上山去看那地如何，其中所住的居民是强是弱，是多是少。
When Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, he said to them, Go up there into the Negev, then go up into the hill country, see what the land is like, and whether the people who live in it are strong or weak, whether there are few or many.
所住之地是好世代，所住之处是营盘的坚强，又看那地土是肥美的稀薄。其中有树木没有。
How is the land in which they live? Is it good or bad? And how are the cities in which they live? Are they like open camps or with fortifications? How is the land? Is it fat or lean? Are there trees in it or not?
你们要放开胆量，把那地的果子带切来。那时正是葡萄初熟的时候。
Make an effort then to get some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes.
那么四十天过后探子回来了。
And after 40 days, the spies came back.
十二个探子只有两个说没有问题。
Out of the 12 spies, only two said that it's no problem.
而这两个人就是亚伦跟加勒。
And these two are Caleb and Joshua.
所以亚伦告诉摩西说，
said,
我们到了你所打发我们去的地方，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Thus he told him and said,We went to the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
然后过后，加勒就在摩西的面前对老百姓说。
And then Caleb said in front of the people.
我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
那么加勒对神充满了信心。
And Caleb was full of faith towards God.
他知道虽然里面的人都是高大很强壮的。
He knew that even though there were giants in the land.
而且那个城邑很坚固。
And that the cities were well fortified.
但是他说这些都不是问题。
But he said none of this is a problem.
其他的十个探子就这么说。
But the other 10 spies said,
我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us.
跟他们比，我们好像蚱蜢一样。
Compared to them, we're just like grasshoppers.
他们把这个不好的消息告诉以色列百姓。
They told the bad news to the Israelites.
那么使到以色列的百姓向亚伦跟摩西发怨言。
And so they complained against Aaron and Moses.
巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？
Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we have died in this wilderness? Why is the Lord bringing us into the land to fall by the sword?
我们的妻子和孩子并被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？
Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it be better for us to return to Egypt?
因着以色列人的不幸，使到他们不能够进入迦南地。
And because of Israelites' lack of faith, they weren't able to go into the land.
那不仅不能够进入迦南地。
Not only were they not able to go into the land of Canaan.
必须在旷野漂流了40年的时间。
But they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
每天都吃玛瑙过日子。
And every day eating manna.
这个不是不幸带来的后果。
And this is the consequence of unbelief.
那么当主耶稣教导门徒的时候，
And when Jesus taught the disciples,
他没有责备他们说你们的信心不足，你们的爱心不足，
He did not rebuke them for not having enough love,
或者你们不够谦卑，
or not enough humility,
他经常责备他们信心不足，
but he often rebuked them for the lack of faith.
你们这些小信的人什么时候才相信呢？
You men of little faith, when will you believe?
跟随他的人总是要看到才相信。
And those who followed him always wanted to see before they believe.
他们要求耶稣行神迹给他们看。
They asked Jesus to perform miracles for them.
但是耶稣对他们说，那些没有看见的信更为有福了。
But Jesus says that those who believe, who did not see yet believe are more blessed.
那信心不是凭眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
不是看到才相信的。
It is not after you see, then you believe.
所罗门王说，在我们的生活里面充满了很多不知道的事情。
So King Solomon says that in our lives, it's full of things that we do not know.
眼睛看不到的东西。
Things that we do not see with our eyes.
未知的将来。
We do not know the future.
明天怎么样，没有一个人能够预测。
No one predicts what will happen tomorrow.
因此我们必须要有信心。
So we must have faith.
把我们的信心建立在神的话语上。
And we need to establish our faith on God's word.
因为圣经告诉我们神是信实可靠的。
Because the Bible tells us that God is faithful and trustworthy.
生命是一个探险。
Life is an adventure.
但是所罗门王说也是神赐的一个礼物。
But Solomon also said it is also a gift.
这是所罗门王在传道书里面第六次讲到生命是神所赐的。
And this is the sixth time where Solomon says that life is given to us by God.
在第二章、第三章他讲过。
In chapter 2 and 3 he mentioned.
然后在第五章、第八章他再提。
And chapter 5 and 8 he mentioned that again.
然后在第九章他同样的提到生命是神所赐的。
In chapter 9, he once again mentions that life is from God.
所以所罗门王说，既然生命是神所赐的，我们必须要好好的去珍惜，而且去享受它。
And so, since life is a gift from God, then we must value it and enjoy it.
在，应该是在我没有打进去，这节经文应该是在11章第7到第8节，我们来看。
So in chapter 11,
第7和第8节。
7 and 8.
它是光是甜美的，眼见日光是多么好啊，人活多年就当快乐多年，然而也当想到黑暗的日子，因为这样的日子必多，所要来临的全是虚空。
The light is pleasant, and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything that is to come will be futility.
每一天都是神所赐的。
So every day is a gift from God.
所以我们应当以一个感恩的心和喜乐心来度过每一天。
So we must live each day with thanksgiving and rejoicing.
在耶利米哀歌第三章二十三节到二十四节说。
And in Lamentation chapter 3 verse 23 and 24 it says,
每早晨这都是新的，你的信实极其广大。我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him.
每一个早晨都是新的。
Every morning is new.
我们应当一个喜乐的心来去迎接他。
So we should receive it with a joyful heart.
所以当你早上起来的时候。
So when you get up in the morning.
你的态度是，唉，还是哇。
Is your attitude, or is it wow?
其实每一天的生命都是神所赐。
Actually, every day life is a gift from God.
很多人不会珍惜。
And many people do not know how to value it.
以为每一天的生命都是理所当然的。
They feel like though, life every day is a deserved thing.
但是当一个人失去他的健康的时候。
But when a person loses his health,
才体会到人生的宝贵。
Then he senses the preciousness of life.
那我曾经听过一位身体失去健康的人说。
And one time I heard a person who lost his health.
那么当我有这个健康的时候，我不会珍惜我的生命。
When I had health, I did not value my life.
但是现在我失去我的健康。
But now I have lost my health.
我才体会到生命的宝贵。
Then I sense the preciousness of life.
所以生命是神所赐的。
So life is a gift from God.
因此我们要去珍惜它。
So we must treasure it.
不只去珍惜它，要去享受它。
Not only to treasure it, but also to enjoy it.
但是享受也有它的范围的。
But there are limitations to your enjoyment.
因为在传道书第十一章第九到第十节这么说。
Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 9 and 10 it says,
他说少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅。
Rejoice young man during your childhood and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young manhood.
行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切事，神必审问你。
And follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things.
所以你当从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体克去邪恶，因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。
So remove grief and anger from your heart and put away pain from your body because childhood and the prime of life are fleeting.
我们可以去享受人生。
We can enjoy life.
当然我们必须当知道罪恶的行为不可行。
But we must know that we must not act wickedly.
因为神必会审问。
Because God will judge.
一个人不需要很多的财富才能够享受人生。
A person does not need much wealth in order to enjoy life.
那世上有很多有钱的人，但是他们不快乐。
There are many people who are very wealthy, yet they're not happy.
那反而一些物质不丰富的人，却是快乐的人。
Instead, there are some people who are lacking, yet they're happy.
在第八节说，人活多年，就当快乐多年。然而也当想到黑暗的日子，因为这日子必多，所要来的都是虚空。
Indeed, if a man should live many years, yet let him rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything that is to come will be futility.
那么一个人心中有喜乐。
A person having joy in his life.
不在于物质贫富。
It's not based on the abundance of wealth.
啊，生活环境的好坏。
Or the environment and condition of life.
啊，保罗是一个很好的例子。
Paul was a very good example.
啊，他为了福音的缘故被关在监牢里面。
And for the sake of the gospel, he was imprisoned.
如果你看腓立比书的话。
If you look at Philippians.
啊，他在监牢里面唱诗歌赞美神。
He was singing and praising God in prison.
所以在腓立比书第四章的记载说。
So in Philippians 4, it says,
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没有得机会。
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, and now at last you have received you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lack opportunity.
我并不是因切法说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足。这是我已经学会的，要学的。
Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. It's something that must be learned.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀，是个秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret it's a secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
一个靠主知足的生命是一个有喜乐的生命。
A life that relies on God and is content is a joyful heart.
那么喜乐跟这个忧虑有密切的关系。
And joy and worry have a really close relationship.
一个忧虑的人是没有喜乐的人。
A person who worries does not have joy.
因此他没有办法享受神赐给他的生命。
Therefore, it's impossible for him to enjoy the life that God has given him.
所以在传道书第十章十节上半句这么说。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, the first part, it says,
所以你当从心中除掉这个愁烦。
So remove grief and anger from your heart.
如果你要享受人生,
if you are to enjoy life,
你必须要把心中的愁烦除掉。
You must remove grief and anger from your heart.
那心中才会有喜乐。
Then you can have joy in your heart.
那主耶稣在马太福音对门徒的教导说。
And Jesus taught the disciples in Matthew.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?
啊，这些都是外邦人所求的。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things.
你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
然后主耶稣在这里说，不要为生活上的需要来忧虑。
And Jesus says that do not worry about things in life.
好像那些不信神的人一样。
Like those who do not believe in God.
如果我们是信靠神的人，
If we trust in God,
不应当为明天忧虑。
We should not worry about tomorrow.
因为忧虑能够夺去我们心中的喜乐。
Because worrying can take away the joy of our hearts.
你对神的信心如何？
What is your faith towards God like?
你是否正在享受你的人生？
Are you enjoying life?
那么这首诗歌是其实是取自刚才我们所看那段经文耶利米哀歌第三章
And this verse actually comes from Lamentation chapter 3.
So, 当我们唱这首诗歌的时候,
and I was, we sing this song,
让我们信靠这位真神,
let's trust this true God.
因为他是信实可靠的,
because he's faithful and trustworthy.
让我们安静在神的面前来用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time and reflect on today's message.
你对神的信心是怎么样的?
What is your faith towards God like?
你是否享受你的人生?
Do you enjoy life?
摩西的人生里面很多不知道的事情。
Yes, there are many unknowns in life.
但是我们知道的。
But we know.
这位神是信实可靠的。
That God is faithful and trustworthy.
那么当我们把我们的信心建立在神的身上的时候。
And when we establish our life upon God.
我们心中必定会有平安有喜乐。
We will have peace and joy in our lives.
我们因此我们能够享受这个人生。
So we can enjoy life.
但愿我们遵守听从神的话语。
Hopefully all of us will listen and obey God's word.
不要行在自己的道路上。
And not to walk in our own ways.
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心
Please establish our faith.
让我们在每一天的生活里面越来越信靠你
So every day we will trust you more.
因为我们知道当我们信靠你的时候
Because we know that when we trust in you,
我们心中就有平安有喜乐
We will have peace and joy in our lives.
求主你帮助我们
Please help us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name
Amen